Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And
God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all
and
must
be.
So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're God love.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
And God save us.
That's true too.
And I'm their friend too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration of God's love, Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists.
And welcome to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning as we bring to you another show, another powerful show from Imam Shahid Shabazz. We apologize for not having come on last Sunday. But as we know, they are working to upgrade the airing of our shows. And for some reason, we weren't able to get on. But we are thankful that we're here with you today. And we apologize for the inconvenience. The discussion for today is wake up all you people to the Creator's plan. People, wake up. Try to understand. The Creator has for you a master plan. Don't turn away, because if you do, you will go astray. The world of people today has gone away from the Creator's will, or the nature they were created in to serve the Almighty God. The Almighty God Allah says in His final revelation and Quran that He created the nature of good in all people and all things. So, in order for us to change the situation of the world today, we must begin from within. Again, I want to thank you for joining us, remind you that you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which comes on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now, without further delay, I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam.
I still would like to greet all of the Muslims that fast during this last greatest of all months, Ramadan, in the blessed greetings of Ramadan, Eid Mubarak, which means Eid blessings. In the ending of obeying Almighty Allah, He said He will bless you. He said fasting is for Him. He set that aside for Himself. He said when we fast, that He reward us for fasting because we fast for His pleasure, and He give us reward. So may He reward all of those who fast, abstain from food, sex, and drink in the daylight hours to remember their Lord, give Allah praise of all His mercy, all of His grace that He shower upon us every breath that we take of life that He give us. Ameen. Yes, we thought about this title, Wake Up in Our Dream. Almighty God, Allah, He began to say to me, tell the people to wake up to my plan. Almighty God, Allah says in the Holy Quran, His final revelation, He said, man plans and Allah, Almighty God, plans. And He said, that He, Allah, is the best of planners. So the problems that we're having in the world today, the recklessness, the abandonment of morality, we as a people have abandoned good morality. Life begins in good morality. When you speak of good, you take one of the O's out of good, and what do you have? God. So Almighty Allah is all good. And He created, as the sister said, the nature of good in all of us. And most people, they are so captivated. They see all around them that they forget that. And you hear a lot of people, they'll say, oh, the sun is so beautiful. Sister said the other night, the sunset, it's called a ruddy glow of sunset in the ground. And it's when the sun is setting and you get a red-like glow in the sky. And it's so beautiful. And sunrise is beautiful. When you go out and look at the ocean, it's so beautiful. When you look at the birds flying in the air, it's so beautiful. When you look at all nature, you see beauty. But the beauty of nature is not what you see. It's the nature of the Creator who created that creation. It is Allah's beauty reflecting in the creation. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, the last and universal prophet of Allah for all mankind, he said in one of his sayings that Allah, or the Creator, Almighty God, is beauty. So, in order for us to bring back the beauty in this world, in order for us to bring back the nature, the true nature of good that we see in all the world, we enjoy the other creation of Allah, the things I was saying. We can enjoy ourselves as human. We just return back to our true nature, which is the same nature as all creation. It's good. As simple as that. It's not complicated. Our nature is good. And when we submit our selfish will back to the will of our Creator, that eliminates our will. And so our will is no more. We don't have a will. Our will becomes the will of Allah, Almighty God, which is all good. And then after that process, that transformation, we will work for good. But that process has to take place first. We have to recognize that this world won't get no better if we just talk about the problems and we don't understand that the problems come from our own hands. Actions, meaning actions, as human beings. And Almighty Allah say in my conclusion at this time that He will never change the condition of a person or collective body as humans until we first change our heart, turn our hearts back to Him, submit our heart to Him, and bring our nature back to His goodness. And then He will change the outer conditions that we've made bad back to good for ourselves as individuals and as a human race. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm waiting. Can you hear me?
Yes, Imam. I do hear you. I had to step away for a second there. Yes, so we don't have any guests, as I can see, right now, who have come on to speak, make a comment. There are probably some in the listening audience, I'm sure, but no one has come on the studio to show that they would like to make a comment, ask a question. We are thankful that we are here today for these beautiful teachings, and we want to remind the people that the times we're living in are serious, and Imam Shahid wrote this beautiful message that we would like to have really put to music, would make a beautiful song. It rhymes so beautiful, yet the message is so sincere and so serious and right on time for today that he's written. It's called Wake Up All You People. So people, we want to understand the seriousness of the time that we're living in today. I, of course, live on Facebook because I get so much information with what's going on in the world today and the reason and purpose and the history and everything that you need, you can get right there from the people. And one thing they had mentioned in the headlines yesterday was that the nation, that beautiful country over there, Turkey, has fallen. It has fallen to the coup. So, you know, Turkey was a rich, beautiful country over in the east. And there's so much chaos, so many wars, so much happening over there now. But it's not just over there, it's spreading, and it's spreading all over. And there's rumor after rumor that it's all coming here to America, and you can see things getting worse here with what some are saying it's a police state here. They're playing a police state, a martial law. And so we are in the very, very serious times today. They're predicting that the banks are going to close, and they have to have law in place, so because the people are going to be upset and hitting the streets, and there's going to be a little bit of all kinds of confusion going on, so an uprising. So they're looking at all of this happening soon here in the United States, and therefore they are planning for protection, as they say, of the people in some are saying that they're bringing in tanks, many tanks, like they've never seen into Florida and Texas and places like that, and I think Virginia. And I know I was passing on the train not too long ago, coming from North Carolina back to D.C., and through the woods you could see all these caskets out in the field. I'd never seen that before. That was kind of weird. And there was this young man on Facebook the other day who said that he has had to send out 1,000 shields that the police use, big shields they use to protect them. And he didn't know the purpose. He never had to send out that many before. These are serious, very serious times that are going on now. And we need to wake up and reassess things, reassess our lives and ourselves, as Imam Shahid Jabal says. And I'm not going to hold you any longer, but I do want to make us aware of it, of the seriousness of the time that we're in. And it's good for us to keep up with the news, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and see what's going on, what the people are talking about in the world today, because these are very serious times. And now I give back to you, if there is no one, and preacher, no one has come on yet, to give a comment or ask a question, we will turn the show back over to Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Thank you very much. And these are serious times, people, that we're living in. In fact, the times are so serious that the only protection you will have from the attack of this, the plan of Satan, the evil arch enemy of all people. His plan is to create bloodshed. Satan's plan is to create hatred, bloodshed, animosity, dissension, and division among people. And he has been very successful. Why have he been successful? The same reason he was successful with our parents, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. Almighty God, Allah, told Adam and Eve, by way of instruction, he said, listen, I'm giving you a world, a beautiful world. And in this world I give you, you will have everything you need. I only ask of you one thing. In this world I'm putting you in, and if you do this, you'll always be happy, and you'll never go astray from my guidance. I'll always come to guide you, and I'll always come, and you'll always be happy, and I'll always come and communicate with you and give you guidance. He said, I'm going to set you in this garden, and it's going to have fruit. He said, and you can eat of all the fruits of the garden except the fruit that come from this tree in the midst of the garden. He said, stay away from that tree. He said, the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die. Now, he didn't say you might die. Allah, the Creator, said you will surely die. That's a promise. Now, Adam and Eve ate up the tree, not because they wanted to disobey the Creator, but they were dealing with one that the Creator himself called the chief deceiver, Satan, Iblis, Satan. Okay? So we have to understand that once they ate up the tree, then Allah took them out of the garden. He said, on earth will be your dwelling place and your livelihood for a time. And he said, therein will ye live and therein will ye die. But from it shall ye be taken out at last. And he said the same thing he said to Satan, I'm going to allow you respite on the earth to test mankind now. And they're going to have to turn to me and seek my guidance so that they won't be deceived like their parents was in the garden when they were being guided by me. And so we have to understand that life does not change for the human being. We can't sit around and pray and expect Almighty God Allah to come to us now. He did that with Adam and Eve. But now we have to seek him out. Now we have to seek his truth and ask him to help us to protect us, ourselves, from our own evil thoughts and desires and the evils of the Satan and the evils of this world. We have to sincerely do this, people. Almighty Allah say evil grows in the world and flourishes in the world like it's doing because people don't take the higher, most people don't take the higher spiritual life serious. They only value their carnal or flesh life. Even most Muslims now, I was saying to somebody, even you hear in their conversations, you don't hear them talking about Allah, the Creator. You don't hear most of them talking about the Quran or Prophet Muhammad and Islam being the saving power for the whole world, that the Quran is the greatest mercy that Almighty God Allah revealed 1,400 years ago for all time, for the world, when the world of people would go into spiritual darkness and they wouldn't value life like they don't today, that the Quran would bring them back to true understanding of their true spiritual nature that is good, and they will understand that their Creator is one. Today, Satan has been very successful in keeping people divided by keeping people divided in religion, saying that this religion has one God, this religion have another God? You have divided the creator. But the only reason they've been able to do that is because most people are looking for the creator through his creation rather than understanding the only way you can connect with Almighty God Allah is in your own soul, in your own self. Even a saying of the Christians, they say, but most of them don't follow. They say Jesus, they say to follow Jesus, right? Prophet Isa, peace be upon him. But they say, he said, the kingdom of Allah, our Almighty God, is in us, inside. But you see them, most of them worshiping what? Materialism. Worshiping their preacher, their pastors, their deacon, their trustees. You see most Muslims today worshiping what? Their Muslim leaders, imam, their sheikhs, their alims, and whatever other name they want to call their leaders. You see Jews worshiping Moses, worshiping the prophets. So people are worshiping the creation today, just like they did before the coming of Prophet Muhammad. They had a God that they worship every day of the year. A God that they worship every day of the year, 1,400 years ago, in the house that was built by Prophet Abraham and Prophet Ishmael, peace be upon them, and they worship those gods for every day. History repeats itself for people. People today, the majority of them have gods other than the true God that they are worshiping, and the protection from what the co-host said, the protection from the extermination and annihilation of the human race by those in power will only come from the Creator who have all power. He can stop it. He's the only one can stop it. But you have to turn back to him before it's too late, because the signs are here showing that people are being taken fast now by evil. Evil is killing and destroying fast, because evil know that it has a limited period of time in which to destroy in the human soul. The human soul is good. That's our life. We were created to love each other as humans, not to hate and destroy each other. But when we are under the influence of evil, we are out of touch with our good nature, and we want to kill and destroy human life. And we want to destroy the earth that Allah and the creation of Allah Almighty has given us to support us in the good, to give goodness. His whole creation he created for us to benefit from, like Adam and Eve in the garden. But when we turn away from Almighty God Allah like they did, we lose focus on what our purpose of life is, which is to what? Worship and serve Almighty God Allah, and to love and serve each other as human beings. Want for each other the good we enjoy for our brothers and sisters, mankind, humankind. So I'll let the co-host elaborate on that. We'll do this together. Inshallah.
Thank you. Alaykum as-salam. Yes, we do have a guest on now, and I believe it's our beautiful brother who's always supporting us. He's definitely one of us, and that's Brother Larry from Durham, North Carolina. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Larry.
Alaykum as-salam. Good morning to you all. Brother Saeed, I'd like to commend, of course, you and Sister Issa again today for being consistent with what you all are doing in reference to bringing the show on and trying to encourage people and give the people a teaching and a waking up. And I so much love the name that Allah revealed to me for Brother Saeed as the reminder, you know. And because we need to be reminded that these days and times, and I as well, and my input with the show is that, and you know, of course, Allah chooses whom He will to bring about His message, and so, Brother Saeed, I commend you for bringing about the message and reminding me and us as well as the goodness of Almighty God and teaching us what you have learned through the Quran and your days of being here on earth and, you know, just practicing Islam. We do have a problem in the world today, and I tell you, I my thinking and my looking and my observing of what I see that's going on in the world today. You know, we have so much evil in the world today, so much corruption in the world today, that it seems as if that rather than it bringing us to Almighty God, rather than having us to focus on Almighty God, we look like a lot of, you know, the people have gotten into the rut of following evil or looking for evil. You know what I mean? For instance, you can turn on with the media and you hear the word of God. A lot of people their ears shut down or their minds shut down or they don't want to hear it. But turn it to another station and where they're talking about evil and corruption, and, you know, it attracts the people's mind. It attracts their ears. It attracts their intellect. So a lot of times people don't want to hear. I see that people don't want to hear the word of God. They don't want to be reminded of the word of God. But with the killings and the evilness, man, I mean, the average person can sit down and listen to you and give you that full attention and a full conversation when you go to talking about evil. But you go to talking about Allah, you go to talking about God, and see how much attention and see how much what kind of audience you will have that will listen to you. And I mean, it's a shame because we're people of habit. And we follow, as they say, the road to hell is wide and broad. The road to Almighty God is narrow. And so we see that today taking place, man. Evilness gets the attention. Whereas when you're praising Almighty God or trying to tell somebody the word of God or share the word of God or remind somebody of the word of God, you have very little audience, you know, except for when you're putting on you go to church Sunday, I call it, outfit for that day. But on an average, that's what I see. So I just want to commend again, Brother Saeed, you and Sister Isla. I'm so glad to be a part of this show and to hear brothers speak and try to teach us the Quran in the best he know how. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Larry.
Thank you, Brother Larry, and I want to remind us that we have 1 minute and 30 seconds left. So, Imam Shaheed, did you want to close?
Yeah, I will just recite from the Quran. I didn't know we had 30 minutes that went by that fast, but we just want to recite some ayats from the Quran that's befit with the topic. We seek refuge with our Creator Allah from the accursed enemy Satan. Allah say in the Quran, he say the life of this world is ephemeral, short-lived, and its gains will not last. Allah say good deeds are the best of possessions in his sight. Allah say all will be leveled up on the day of judgment. And a new order created on the basis of truth, according to the book of deeds. Allah say pride is the root of evil, rebellion, and wrong. Allah say, who would choose evil ones in preference to Allah? Allah say, let us accept this truth, for though falsehood may flourish for a time, perish in the end. We'll say the prayer and we'll conclude. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. We ask Allah to forgive us of our faults as a people, sincere, to sustain us in these hours. We have in the greatest spiritual warfare at this time because evil knows that its time is up and evil is trying to take every human being on the planet into hell with it. So we must protect ourselves by submission of our will, give our will back to the will of our Creator, Allah, so that he will protect us and guide us to eternal life for which he created us. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, 10:30, for the reality of the Creator. Have a beautiful day. Assalamu alaikum to you all. Let peace be with you.
Wa alaikum assalam.